This is the Comstock Report podcast. We are strong advocates for the American family farm and your top source for the agriculture markets. And now, here's your host, David Cruz.
This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Demographic generational economic transformation assures death and taxes. Interest rates are the cost of capital. Is the cost of capital going to rise or fall? Everyone looks to the Fed for the answer to that question, but the Fed essentially responds to underlying fundamentals rather than makes them up. They can temporarily directionally impact capital markets, but they will eventually come back to whatever trend line that is fundamentally supported. The Fed is looking for an opportunity to reduce rates, but that is against the backdrop of changing demographics. How did interest rates and the cost of capital get so cheap this decade before it has now gone up? The answer is that as of 2023, 51.3% of wealth in the United States was held by the baby boomers, $78.1 trillion. 70% of the economy was being driven globally by the wealth of the baby boomer generation. That is why when in the throes of the COVID pandemic, the interest rates could fall to as near to zero as they did. This generation hit the sweet spot of their earnings potential as we entered this century, generating an unprecedented pool of capital, but this will fade with their further aging. A quote, some $53 trillion will be passed down from boomers to their Gen X, millennial, and Gen Z heirs, as well as to charities. The bulk of the trillions will go from one group of already wealthy people to another. They estimate that 68% of the wealth transferred between 2020 and 2045 will come from U.S. households with at least $1 million in investable assets. And only 6.9% of households have that kind of wealth to begin with, unquote. The baby boomer retirees are going to live off their wealth, which means that they will consume more of it and there will be a smaller portion available to capital markets. Money managers debate the efficacy of a 4% annual withdrawal from investments for retirees. Yet the demand for capital shows no sign of abating. The government is going to need a lot more capital to finance deficits. Both Medicare and Social Security hit walls soon, where the next generations cannot support the systems at the rate that benefits are being paid. If entitlement benefits are reduced or eligibility is restricted, retirees will have to further draw income from other sources, which means liquidate capital investments. When baby boomers liquidate assets, then the cost of replacing this capital will go up. The markets are less optimistic over lower rates than the Fed dot plot. The objective of squashing inflation while avoiding recession may be illusory. It would appear to me that the markets think that the demographic outlook, which suggests a shifting pool of capital and thus higher cost, will be compensated for by a higher rate of inflation. There's been surprise that despite what was a sharp increase in interest rates that came as a shock to many, that asset values, homes, farmland, equities, and hard assets not only stood strong, but many have risen. Corn being an exception, but don't count corn out yet. Banks who are upside down on their maturities, thus stung by the jump in interest rates, and who also hold large amounts of uninsured deposits are at risk. If the consensus for lower rates is wrong, more of these banks will become distressed. The one thing that higher interest rates have not done is choke down demand for capital. It appears that it would take still higher interest rates and cost of capital to do that. As baby boomers retire, business and the workforce must adjust. A lot of things such as technology driving productivity come into play as part of the adjustment. Supply chains adapt and change. Some baby boomers will extend their contribution to the workforce. There are fewer in the immediate next generations to replace baby boomers until the millennials show up. The good news is that the deficit in generational population in the United States is much less severe than in almost every other industrialized nation. Generational reproduction rates did not fall off as much or as fast in the United States as it did in, say, China, South Korea, Italy, Germany, and most other nations, which are going to see much greater demographic pressure result with severe impacts depressing growth. For us, it is a manageable problem to deal with, but for China, it appears to be an existential threat. The U.S. is reindustrializing and reshoring significant strategic components of its manufacturing sector. Much of the world is also ramping up its military-industrial complex. The green energy transition requires huge increases in consumption of quantities of base industrial materials to engineer. that will sustain growth and demand for capital, labor, and all corresponding resources, but is inflationary as well. I do not believe that the Fed will be as successful quelling inflation as they hope, so that means interest rates will run higher than forecast. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. Subscribe to our many updates on YouTube or other social media platforms. Get our twice daily email reports. Plus, learn more about our brokerage and risk management services at Comstock.
Futures trading involves risk. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance is not indicative of future results.